I'm Marco Werman. This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Protesters at a demonstration in Cairo today held a mock trial of former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. They want him brought to justice to face corruption charges. Today's demonstration in Tahrir Square was one of the largest since Mubarak was ousted 2 months ago. Egypt's Coptic Christian community played a role in the original protests. Now they're demanding equal treatment from whatever new government is elected this fall. The World's Ben Gilbert reports from Cairo.
When the Coptic Christian Shehadin Church, south of Cairo, was burned down during a feud between Christians and Muslims, it set off a firestorm in Egypt's Coptic community. Egyptian newspaper publisher Yusuf Sidhoum, a Coptic Christian, says the act was unprecedented.
We have a long, bitter list of attacking churches during the past 3 decades, but never a church destroyed to the ground. And that was unprecedented, and it triggered anger throughout Copts.
Copts blocked roads in Cairo and other cities. Then clashes broke out in a poor suburb of the capital. 13 people died, mostly Christians, and dozens were wounded. The protests spurred more Copts to stage a sit-in near the Egyptian state TV headquarters. Coptic Christians make up about 10% of Egypt's population of 80 million, and they say they're unfairly treated by the Muslim majority. One of their complaints at this protest was that the Egyptian government-run media ignored or distorted their pleas for justice. Protesters chanted, "This is the corrupt media," as soldiers manning tan-colored tanks looked on across a barbed wire barricade. One of the protesters, a teacher named Wael Wadair, carried a cross and said the army wasn't doing enough to protect Christians. "The Muslims destroy our churches and shoot our people," he said. "We want the church rebuilt in the same place, and we also want to be full citizens, to have the same rights, and feel that we are in our country. We want a new constitution." Article 2 of Egypt's constitution says the official state religion is Islam, and the laws will be guided by Sharia. But it also says all citizens should be treated fairly, though clearly they are not. Christians have a much harder time building or expanding a church than Muslims do a mosque. It's nearly impossible for a Muslim to convert to Christianity, but the state facilitates Christian converts to Islam. And, human rights groups say, Christians are underrepresented in government, the police, the army, and in regional councils. Not all Egyptian Muslims agree with the treatment of Coptic Christians. The same day as the protest at state TV, a Coptic priest and Muslim cleric stood on stage together in Tahrir Square. The cleric said the Prophet Muhammad instructed Muslims to protect the Coptic community in Egypt. The next day, the army said it would rebuild the church that had been burned. Officials also vowed to prosecute those responsible, although that hasn't happened yet. Newspaper publisher Yusuf Sidhoum says the old regime ignored growing sectarian tensions for the past decade, and few have ever been prosecuted for attacks on Copts or churches. The government merely formed so-called reconciliation councils that laid equal blame on both sides.
And these conciliation sittings forced the victim to accept the aggressor.
Sidhoum is concerned that the current timeline for parliamentary elections in Egypt will allow Islamists to get more than their fair share of power in a new government and to create laws even more unfair to Coptic Christians. But for now, he's okay with Article 2 in the Constitution, which he says is part of his fellow Egyptians' Muslim identity. What he really wants is for Parliament to pass a law that makes building a church as easy as building a mosque. Hussam Bagat of the Egyptian Center for Personal Rights says the sectarian tensions that flared up seem to have dissipated, for now. But having seen Muslims and Christians join together to bring down the former regime, he's optimistic his countrymen have more in common than the religious differences that divide them.
Because it is obviously not only about democratic government, but also about a democratic society that respects religious freedoms, personal freedoms of all individuals.
For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert.